This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. Emergency workers in Western Germany and Belgium are rushing to rescue hundreds of people in danger or still unaccounted for as the death toll from devastating floods continues to rise. Authorities in the German state of Rhineland-Palatinate said that 63 people had died there, including 12 residents of an assisted living facility for people with disabilities. In neighboring North Rhine-Westphalia state, officials put the death toll at 43, but warned that the figure could increase. Meanwhile, Belgium's interior ministry said the country's death toll from the floods has grown to 18 and more people are missing. Christine Dufresne is the acting mayor of Liège, Belgium.
The river is coming down, but it's still a very wild stream, and it remains dangerous.
German President Frank-Walter Steinmeier said he was stunned by the devastation caused by the flooding and called for more urgent efforts to combat global warming. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa has vowed to restore order to the country after a week of violence set off by the imprisonment of his predecessor Jacob Zuma. He said the violence and chaos had been planned and coordinated and that the instigators will be prosecuted.
But we're also concerned about the racial aspect of it, because it's beginning to flare up, where one community is pitted against another.
South Africa's unrest erupted after Zuma began serving a 15-month sentence for contempt of court in a case in which he faced allegations of corruption. A government official says more than 2,500 people have been arrested for theft and vandalism, and 212 people have died.